around Hey Amad Aleph, the bottom. Elala Olam, the word tried to find, according to the Rabbanan who argue on Tonad Rabbi Shmuel, and don't learn that every beggar is Semer Pishtim, and therefore Semer Pishtim is said extra to tell me this limud, that you darshan the smichus of tzitzis and kivayim, to tell me yesi dochavel sese. So the Gemara tried to learn it out of Rosho, and the Gemara said, no, it's only lav she'en oshava bakol that you could learn from there, or only an essay of the Kohanim. So the Gemara says, ela mikra kama. Go back to the original pasuk of kilayim betzitzis. Rashi mikra kama di kilayim betzitzis. With the ka'omas rabban and the lo ya'asu, the utzemru pishtim, menolahu di kilayim betzitzis shari, the lesi essay v'dochav osasei. In Cain, lay makroh tzitzis, ta'asa l'cha, gedilin lomali. If it were just to tell me the halacha of tzitzis, it should have said tzitzis ta'asa l'cha. The fact that it changed the lashon and said gedilin is to make it extra to tell me to learn the smichus. Shemami no lachnuyen. To tell me that's extra to learn this limu, the fact that it said gedilin. Shemari says, no, you need the word gedilin. Couldn't say tzitzis. Because you have to learn halachas from the word gedilin. The high is shiura with the asa. That comes to tell me how many strings you need. Gedil is shnayim. Gedil is only if you twist two strings around each other, then you have a gedil. So you need a minimum of two strings. Gedilim makes it double. It's four strings. Arba. I say gedil uposleo misocho. Rashi learns, Rashi in Cain, the lav lachnuye, lichtov tzitzis. Well, it says, no, it couldn't say tzitzis, because it has to tell me the shiur dasa, the minyan chutim, tell me how many chutim you need. Gedil ishnayim. E'ef shalasus gedil v'pachus m'sheh chutim. You can't make a gedil. Gedil is where you wind two strings around each other. You can't have less than two. Gedilim arba chutim. And there, what's it called? After that, you know, you need four chutim. Gedmiut gedilim shnayim. Uksiv enosnu al tzitzis hakonof psil psil. Right. On the kanaf, put a psil. Amra Torah, asei mehanach arba chutim gedil echad. And so that means that what's it called? Make from these four one gedil. Dehavi lehu ches chutim kishetochum beknaf habeged. It comes out to be eight chutim when you put them into the beged. Tosu says, how does Rashi know that you have to fold it over? Maybe you tie them onto the corner of the beged with a knot, and there's only four chutim. It only becomes eight when you put them through the kanaf and make them what's it called, the half on one side, half on the other side. But there's another way of attaching them to the kanaf by tying them with a knot. And then there's only four chutim. And in Echonami, the Rambam learns that the eight chutim is only the Rabbana. They really only need four chutim, and you could really tie them on the end of the thing in a Torah, but with the Rabbana, you put them through the thing and make eight altogether. Tosus, in another place, Rashi says that this idea of posleo mitocho means that you put them through the hole and make them half on one side, half on the other side. You bend them, what's it called, the put them in half. But Rashi over here says, posleo mitocho means, shukluim psilim, shalyase kulo gedil, elektsas gedil, elektsas olif. You don't make it all knots, but you make part of it knots and part of it strands. So Rashi learns that from Gedil we learn two strings, Gedilim is four strings, and you don't have it all strings, but not all Gedil, all knots, but part knots and part strings. But the fact that there's eight, we don't learn from here, according to this Rashi. Okay. So Mara says, so you need Gedilim. Gedilim is not extra, that it should have could just said tzitzis. Im kein le makra lo silva shaknes. Why did it say, what's it called, Semru Pishtim, Yachtov Lomali? Lo Silva Shatnes, Semru Pishtim. Right? You need the Shatnes, you need Semru Pishtim. Right? Why does it have to say Yachtov? Shema Mino Lachnuye. The Yachtov is extra. Well, it says, no, Vakatami Boyle, the Tokej State Kipo, Schipo. Utkipa Achasem Achipo. We learn from here that if you connect Yachtov, if you connect it with two stitches, that's called the Chibur and that's Shatnes. But if you're connected only with one stitch, that's not osur min haTorah. So that's why you need the word yachtov. Im kein lichtov rachman lo silba semro pishtim. Yachtov. Let us just say semro pishtim. Why do we need the word shatnes? Shatnes is extra. Shatnes lamali. Shema mina lach nuya. Shatnez makes it extra. Mar says no. Vakatami boyle ad sheshua tovi venus. Rashi learns shua tovi venus means that the material of the wool and the linen has to be shua combed, tovi spun, and nuz woven. That shatnez is only if you have threads that are smoothed out, spun, and woven together. So they ask, l'chor them why tzitzis, kilayim v'tzitzis, not woven. The tzemer is separate from the pishton, you just tie them together. So they say that you learn from yachtov, in Ochanami. Shua tovi v'nuz is one way of making kilayim. There's another way we learn from yachtov, that what's it called, that it's connected, and we learned before there's a difference between the two. One, the beged becomes a beged of shatnez, and then it doesn't make a difference how many threads there are in it, lemaisa, it's all the same kind of shatnez. But if the two things are separate, and you learn it from yachtov, then it's not the beged that's a beged shatnez, you're wearing shatnez together. It's the levisha, and then it makes a difference how many threads there are. Every thread is another isser, just like every kezayis is a different isser. So maybe there's two isserim. There's isser of lo silba shatnez yachtov and lo silba shatnez. One's a din in the beged, and one's a din in the levisha. That's how they explain Rashi. Tosva says that shua tovi venuz is going on the separate threads, the pishton and the tzemer. Each one separately has to be combed, spun, and nuz is not woven, but nuz is, according to Tosfos, Tosfos says that nuz is, it's also a process in the, what's it called, in each thread separately. The Rambam learns that shua tovi venuz is that min haTorah, the only shatnez, again, the shatnez of the beged itself, is if you press the threads of wool and linen together, and then you spin them together, and you weave them into a beged together. Not separately, but together. Okay. That's min haTorah. Okay. So in any case, you need the word shatnez to tell me whatever shua tovi venuz is, you need that to tell me, the shatnez. Elakula mi shatnez nafka. Now really, you can learn all of it from the extra word shatnez. Why? Because if it would not to tell me shua tovi venuz, it would say kilayim. Now, I could have said kilayim, the regular word it uses. It doesn't use the word shatnez all the time, it uses the word kilayim. So it could have said, lo silbash kilayim, what's it called, semru pishtim yachtov. But then the kilayim would also be extra. It could have said, lo silbash semru pishtim yachtov. So the kilayim is extra, lachnuye. But if it would have said kilayim, I wouldn't know shua tovi venuz. So it says shatnez, changes the word, but there's two things extra. One, the whole word is extra, and then the way that it says it is extra. See Rashi. Tkifa, from yachtov we learn, point. You put one stitch into the what's it called into the beged. If you connected semer and pishtim with one stitch, that's not kilayim in haTorah. You have to have two stitches. Min haTorah eino chayiv ad sheyasemer vahapishtim misukan yachad heitei b'masrei. That the semer and pishtim have to be combed, shua, lashon cholak, smoothing it out. Shematargamin and she'iya. Nuz is orug, and it has to be, what's it called, woven together. Where it says, kula mishatnis nafka, te'ilaf nuyei l'chud, nichto vosulvash kilayim semer and pishtim. If it only came to tell me the extra word, to tell me that you darshan in the smichos, it should have said, Vosulbash kilayim. Kilayim would be an extra word. Right? Why did it have to say, the Atik Rachmana Balash and Shatnez, the Torah not only put an extra word, but changed the word from what it's normally, from kilayim to Shatnez, Drosh Beinami, ha. Learn also Shua Tov even knows. So in any case, Lamaskana, we learn, everybody learns Esed Ocholosa Asay. From Kilayim the Tzitzis. According to Tanis Veliyahu, the word Semru Pishtim is extra. And according to the Rabbanan, the word Shatnes is extra. But in either case, there's Lafnuye. Since it's extra, it comes to tell me that you darshan these smuchim. Okay, let's go on. So Mara says, very nice. So now we know, right, Ashkechon de Asi Esed Ocholosa Asay greater. We learn that essay is dochalosase. Right, we're trying to find out why do we need a pasuk to tell me that you're not mekayim, you're also to mekayim the mitzvah of yibum, the makom erva of achos ishto. Right, that's what we learn aleha and all the other arayas. We learn from there, right? Why isn't it pasuk that you can't do it because it's also in sekaris? Mara says no, because I would think without the pasuk that essay dochalosase. But all we've learned till now is an essay being docha, regular lo sase. Lo sase sheyesh bo koris hecha ashkechon de dochi, de itzrich oleha lemisrei. Where do we know, where would we learn that you have an essay docha lo sase sheyesh bo koris, like yibum to achos isha, and that I need a pasuk to tell me over here not, but regularly yes. If regularly it wouldn't work, what do you need a pasuk to tell me by yibum it doesn't work? That's the question. Rashi, no Rashi. So Mar says the chitema neilat mimila. Let's learn it from Bris Mila. Bris Mila is docha Shabbos. Shabbos is chayiv kores. And Maisi have a mitzvah sasei that's docha a lo sasei sheyesh bo kores. So I would learn from Shabbos if I didn't have the pasuk oleha that yibum is docha erva too. Kamash malon by yibum it's not docha. So Mar says no. Malamila she can nichrusu aleh shloshes soy brisos. Mentions the word bris in the parish of Mila 13 times. So it's a very chosh of a mitzvah. So the mitzvah of Mila is docha a Shabbos, which is kares. But a regular mitzvah is not docha. So you couldn't learn from Mila that you need a pasuk to tell me yibum is osur. I wouldn't know from Mila that yibum would be mutter, that I need a pasuk to tell me it's osur. So it says, mi Pesach. Okay, let's learn from Karban Pesach, it's docha Shabbos. Mala Pesach shekein kares. Pesach Yechayev Kores. The Gemara could have said the same thing by Mila, right? But it said even a better thing. Not only Yechayev Kores if you don't have Mila, you're what's it called, it's also Nichrusu Aleh Shloshes Rei Brisos. Also, by Mila, it's not the person who's getting the Mila that's Docha, it's the father. He's not Chayev Kores if he doesn't Mala's kid. So in any case, so Pesach, if you don't bring Korban Pesach, you're Chayev Kores. So Pesach is a mitzvah satzei that you're chayiv koreis on. That's why it's docha Shabbos, which is chayiv koreis. But yibum is not a mitzvah that you're chayiv koreis for. You don't do it. So therefore, maybe it's not docha. So why do I need the pasuk aliyah? Mi tamid. Okay, let's learn from Kabbar tamid. That's docha Shabbos. Okay? It's not chayiv koreis, and it's not nichrusu aleha shloshes rebrisos. Korban tamid. No, mala tamid shekein tadir. Tamid is a special mitzvah. It's all the time. Every single day I do this mitzvah. But a mitzvah that's not tadir, maybe that's not docha koris. Mor says, mechada lo asya. You can't learn from one of them, because each one has something special about it. Kesem itarte, learn from a tzadashove of two of them, that they don't have the same mila. And what is the tzadashove? Right, that they're an essay, and they're docha koris, same thing with everything else. Mor says, no, mehai tesem, which two are you going to learn from? Mimilu pesach shekein koris. Mila and Pesach, both of them are an essay that you chayev koreis for. Mi Pesach, the Tamid, shekein tzorech gavoa. Pesach and Tamid is a karbonos. They're tzorech gavoa. Maybe that's why they're dochen. Mi Mila, the Tamid, shekein yesh lufnei adibur. Mila and Tamid, va'aliba demam diomer, ola shekruv yisov amidbar, ola Tamid havi. Mila and Tamid both were given before Matan Torah. So they're also special. And Karban Tamid was before Matan Torah, because it says, what's it called, that they made shlamin, they made olos and shlamin, the ola that they made before Matan Torah was Korban Tamid. So machlokas, whether the ola they made was a Korban Tamid or a Korban Re'iyah, he had it in Chagiga. Okay. Mor says, mikulu nami, you can't learn from all three together, because they also have something in common. Yesh lam lefnei adibor, because all of them were before the dibor. Pesach was before Matan Torah, the first Pesach. Tamid, according to the Mandi Omru, says that the olos that they were makar before Matan Torah was Karban Tamid, is before Matan Torah, and Mila was given before Matan Torah. Ela Itzu. So when it says like this, so that's Rashi. Shloshes Lebrisos Amurim Beparshas Mila Mipesach Shedoch Shritasos HaShabbos Shekein Tzorek Gavodim Esbeach Tomer Be'esed Yivum Delekha Kolhani Mila V'tomit Shekein Yeshon Fnei Adibur Lefnei Matan Torah Va'aliba Deman Yom Reseches Chagiga Ola Shekriv Yisrael V'midbar Lesiv Ayalu Olos Ovas Tomit Havi Not Ovas Riyah. Zemara says, so Itzrich, you still need the Pasuk Aliyah, Oleha. You still need the Pasuk Oleha to tell me that Yibum is not Doche, essay of Yibum is not Doche, the love of Erva, even though it's Kores. Solka Daitechamina Tesim Mikibud Avaim. Because I might think you would learn from Kibud Avaim that you need a special Pasuk by Kibud Avaim to tell me it's not Doche. That means that everywhere else it is Doche. Kamash Vamon by Yibum, it's not Doche. Where's the case of Kibud Avaim? The Tanya, Yochel Yehei Kibud Avaim Docha Shabbos. Now, if your father told you to be Mechal Shabbos, I might think you should listen to him. Talmud Lomar, Ish Imo Va'aviv Tiro Ve'Shabsos Ha'Tishmoru. Kulchem Chayovim Bichvodi. Special limud that Kulchem Chayovim Bichvodi. But otherwise, I would say that the essay of Kibud Avaim is Docha Shabbos. Shabbos is Chayiv Koris. So therefore, from the fact that you need a special pasuk by Kibud Avaim to tell me it's not Doche, without a special pasuk by Yibum to tell me it's not Doche, I would say it's Doche. But Mashmalon Oleha, that it's not Doche. Mara says, my love, the Omer Leishotli Basheli, the time of the cost of Rachmanes Shabsos Tishmoru, Holav Hochi Dochi. Isn't it talking where the father told you to do something on Shabbos that's Aser Bekoris, like Bishul, one of the Malachos. And still, right, without a special pasuk, I would say that it's Doche. Therefore, by Yibum, without a special pasuk, I would also say it's Doche. That's why you need the pasuk Oleho. Rashi, Sloka Daita Chamina, Ilok Siv Oleho Lidrosha, Tesi Esse V'Doche Lo Sase Shesh Bokoris, Mikibud Avoein. Just like there's a half a minute to say that Esse Doche Lo Sase Shesh Bokoris, Mikibud Avoein, you wouldn't have a special pasuk. Therefore, I would might think by Yibum it is Doche, because there is no special pasuk. Therefore, the Torah wrote a special pasuk to tell me by Yibum it's also not Doche. Kulchem atova avicha v'imecho chayav michvodi. Right, you're chayav to listen to your parents, but your parents are chayav to listen to me. So therefore, my mitzvah overrides their mitzvah to you. Me ani Hashem dorishle. We learn that from ani Hashem in the end of the pasuk. Shchotli d'havi av malacha shechayav makoris. Isn't it talking where you need the pasuk to tell me that if your father told you to cook something on Shabbos for him, that you, what's it called, you don't cook it. Right? And therefore, that's why we need a pasuk by Yibum to tell me that it's not Doche. Okay. Tomorrow they want to say no. Maybe it's talking about only the lavim of Shabbos, not the Koris.